Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Tuesday, the day of getting things done. Please attend to the things that need attending to, like writing your speech for tomorrow, I guess, Vin. As Michael Martin is very excited to have you do the speech. Okay, tickets to Alice in Winterland.
You know you're doing it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you not know you were doing it before? Because I just got the email about you doing it.
You're doing it.
Yeah, no.
You'll be great.
It.
We cannot wait for you to do a speech.
Let me just
to the
read
entire
you.
Staff.
Vinny, can we count on you? We would go over what you'd say. Let me know as soon as possible. Thanks, Michael Martin.
That never happened.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at it.
Is that what it says? Know.
That's what it says. So it's Vinny.
He's kidding.
It's great.
I can't produce this. I'm not on the email.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to be a part of it.
I want you, though, Sarah.
It isn't going to be
want
me.
You.
It's, you can say that all you want. It isn't going to be me.
That's
and
what
don't.
The people
and I'm
want.
Actually getting riled up about it. Like, it needs to. This needs to stop. And it's time to give away some tickets to Alice in Winterland, you guys. Like, I've no. It is a very weird thing, but I don't want to do it, and I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it. So. But I will give away tickets for Alice in Winterland, and I'll be up on that stage and enjoying everyone's company.
How about this?
What?
Will you get up tomorrow?
No.
And do one of those, like, wave to the crowds? You know, like, we'll be like, Sarah's here. And then you wave to the crowd.
No.
Oh. Why not?
How many people
you
do you think is in that room?
You want us to set up a big lectern, yeah. And all she's going to do is get up and wave? She's got to do the speech.
I'm not doing
that's how
that.
It starts,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
It starts
God.
With a wave, and then people start clapping. And the next
stop.
Thing you know.
I want to stop talking about this so bad right now.
You Michael brought
Martin,
it up.
I'm actually mad at Michael Martin now.
You brought it up.
You brought it
you
up.
You brought it up.
And
you
just
continued
it.
Oh, I got another email.
No,
you
I got an email about how you are. Oh, my God. Who brought it up first, though? It was you. Oh, my God. How dare you? Okay, I got to give away these tickets.
Yeah, give the tickets away. Practice your speech.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Odyssey family. It's me, Sarah. So glad to see you.
And to catch my breath.
I would be perfectly fine with you doing the speech and in acting like you're me.
I'm just a part-time.
Oh, boy. Alice in Winterland ticket. Alice in Winterland is sold out all this week. And we've been doing it all morning. I mean, this is the 1, 2, 3, 4th time we're doing it today. And it's going all through the day, 6 o'clock in the morning to 6:05 in the evening with Janie. We've got code words that you enter to win a pair of tickets to sold out Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet and greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's next Friday the 13th, December 13th. At the Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is snow, S-N-O-W. Take the word snow and text it to our contest line 20357 and you'll be entered to win. That's snow to the contest line 20357. Do it. Get the tickets. Get the tickets on us. It's the only way you can get them now is to win them. So there's that. Elton John has been talking about his eyeballs, and it sounds terrible.
What happened to his eyeballs?
He got an infection in one of them, but he'd already had one of them was screwed up. So now he's saying that this is what's delayed his producing any music. He's like, well, I just can't even read the lyrics.
I thought he did the end of the Yellow Brick Road and then he was done.
No, he had announced a new, last year he announced, let's see, he announced a new album last year. So that's got to be 2023. That was last year. Wasn't like earlier this year. And then people are like, well, where's your record that you said you were going to put out? And he said, well, he went to Good Morning America, by the way. And he said, everything is on hold because he can't see. He says, I unfortunately lost my eyesight in my right eye in July because I had an infection in the south of France. It's been 4 months now and I haven't been able to see. And my left eye is not the greatest. So he's already got something going on with his left eye and now his right eye's all effed up. There's hope and encouragement that it will be okay, but I'm kind of stuck in the moment because I can do something like this, as in stop by your studio and enjoy your company and be interviewed. But going into the studio and recording, I don't know because I can't see a lyric for a start. He says he's been taking an initiative to treat it. He can't read, he can't watch, he can't see anything. But regardless of his struggles, he still feels like the luckiest man in the world. In related news, he's got an upcoming documentary called Elton John, Never Too Late. That's on Disney Plus on the night that we're doing our big show. So you'll have to wait till Saturday to watch it, December 14th. But he also, he's got, I did not realize this. It's in London, so maybe that's why. On Sunday, he went to see The Devil Wears Prada in London. It's a stage show that he did all the music for.
Oh.
So, which is, you know, I think it was a book and then it was a movie. It was a great movie. And he gave audience members an update on his condition. This was like the opening night of the play. And he said, he was just talking about this whole thing. I haven't been able to come to many of the previews because, as you know, I've lost my eyesight. So it's hard for me to see. But I'd love to hear it. It sounded quite good tonight. I mean, his ears are still working. So that's good news. So he's got a pretty severe eye infection. It's ongoing.
All right.
So there it is. He retired from touring in 2023.
I don't blame any of these older people, touring artists, who finally have said, we just can't. We should stop. Then stop.
Yeah. Then that's it. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay to do it.
You've toured the world how many times over?
100 times over.
If you don't need the money, why would you?
Don't you think that some of these people are just like, this is where I live, in buses, in hotels,
well,
on the road?
I do think some people have a lot of trouble staying home. Mm-hmm. I know people who do. But I think if you are
80
in
something,
your 70s, you have every right to call it.
I mean, I'm going to look up his age.
And just like you got used to being on tour, now you'll get used to being home. You'll adapt.
Oh, he's only 77.
Humans are incredibly adaptable.
I agree with that. However, and it's so funny, they actually list all these other elderly rock stars. Jagger is 81. McCartney is 82. Oh, geez. You don't have to anymore, guys. But if you can and you love it, then go ahead. I'm sure he's bummed. You know, he's lost his eyesight. He's like, yeah, I have more music in me, but he doesn't need the money. He has to be doing it for love. I want to talk about Kendrick Lamar a little bit. He's got the top 5 songs in the country right now. He's got a record called GNX. It's the number 1 album in the country. And not surprisingly, it also, because this is how charts work now, it also took over the singles chart. And to, you know, at the risk of completely repeating what we talked about this morning, in the olden days, a record company selected a single, probably with Michael Martin's help. He'd listen to the record and be like, I think that's the radio hit. And there would be a single released, and that would be the single that you would hear, and you'd hear it in all the places that you could only hear music, which was like the radio, basically, or off a record that you'd bought. And so that would be like the one song that charted based on how it sold. And now that's just not the case. Now we say, you know, oh, to hey, Kitchen Bitch, play Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And now all his songs are playing. And
bums
now,
me out, but it is true.
It's a totally it's different fact. Way of doing. And it just screws with what I think were like valid sales records for people.
What we've always, I mean, and that stuff just has, we've watched all those kind of traditions just be broken.
Right.
And that's another one. It's just, they try to go, oh, well now this chart would equal that. So here's how we do it, but it's not the same.
Right.
Period.
I know. Like 10 streams equals one or however many streams right. equals one. Maybe it's 229 streams equals the $1 single that we used to pay. I remember when singles were like 89 cents plus tax.
I never
so
did
you get
that.
I'd get a dollar for my allowance and I'd go buy. First single I ever bought was Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Whatever That's the first single you ever bought.
I had little boxes of singles because I had all my dad's old music, all his oldies. But the first single I ever took my 89 cents or 87 cents, whatever it was.
The first record I ever bought. The first record I listened to was Winnie the Pooh on a blustery day. But the first record I ever bought was a Kiss record.
Oh, an album? Whole album?
The whole album.
Yeah.
Mine was Weird Al's first album.
Oh my God, funny.
Yeah, I was really into novelty songs when I was a kid.
You remember, it was Dr. Demento. That yeah. was I loved Dr. Demento.
I actually,
so much.
One of my first radio jobs was I got to play Dr. Demento.
Oh, you ran the syndication.
I ran the syndication, meant I got to take the record home with me. And so I have somewhere got a bunch of Dr. D.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah. They burned it onto a record.
Back
huh?
then, that's where syndicated shows, a lot of them would come on album and you'd play the album and put the commercials in.
I used to work on a syndicated show, like a Radio New England it was called. And we'd have to run it off of pancake tape and run copies of it and pack the thing into a box and overnight it to these stations. It was crazy. That's so funny. Anyway, back to Kendrick Lamar. Olden Days Radio.
Well, we all have very humble beginnings.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar has the top 5 songs in the country right now. And all of the songs from his album have charted because that's how charts work now. GNX is the number one album. It took over the singles chart. He's now the fourth artist. Now, he won't be the last because this is how it works. He's now the fourth artist to claim the top 5 spots on the Hot 100 in a single week. You want to guess who the others are?
No.
Tyler, the Creator?
No. I don't know.
Taylor Swift has done
it. Oh, right, of course.
Drake has done it.
Oh,
done
right. It.
Kendrick's body. And the Beatles have done it. So I wonder if the Beatles back in the olden days did it, or if they released some thing that everyone was buying. I don't know. That seems like a weird one to me. So here is this week's top 5. Squabble Up is number 1. TV Off is number 2. Luther is number 3. Whacked Out Murals is number 4. And Hey Now is number 5. These are all new Kendrick Lamar songs.
Okay.
He plays 2 other songs in the top 10. Something called Reincarnated at number 8 and Man at the Garden at number 9. Squabble Up is Kendrick's 5th number 1 and his 3rd number 1 this year, along with Not Like Us and Like That. He's the only artist to have 3 number 1 songs in 2024. And listen, more than a quarter of the year was Shaboozey. Now, Shaboozey is at number 6. So if Kendrick hadn't released his record, Shaboozey would have had his 20th week in number one position.
Shaboozey can go back up, right?
Absolutely.
So count on that.
I hope for him that he does. Because
I think he will.
It'll be fun. I think I want to say he tied the record last week for weeks at number
one. And he did that show on Thanksgiving, and now he's going to be doing Saturday Night Live.
Yes, this weekend.
It's going to get him those plays, and he's going back to number one.
All right, you've made your prediction. I mean, it has to end at some point, but you're right. He's hot right now. So if you're on Mariah Watch, All I Want for Christmas did just break into the top 10. It's number 10. So she always tries to get into the top 10. She wants another number one every year. And so she makes a whole big thing of it and has done it for a few years in a row here. So she's at number 10 this week. And she still has a couple of weeks before we count her out. Maybe a uniform is the answer. It's time to play a mini game.
Right.
Just a little tiny little mini game. Guess how many black button-up Columbia shirts Luke Combs owns.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
How many black button-up Columbia shirts does Luke Combs own? Now, these are, they're short sleeve. Maybe he has long sleeve ones too. It's a Columbia shirt, just a black.
Columbia, the brand name. The
brand name.
They make parkas too, right?
Like Columbia University. It's how many black button-up Columbia shirts does Luke Combs own? Take a guess.
I've never seen a black button-up.
So have you ever seen him?
I don't.
Then you've seen one.
I don't. So he wears seven. He has seven of them.
I'll say 100.
He has, he believes, between 150 and 200 of them. What he was on some country Luke Bryan show. Not so Luke Combs is talking to Luke Bryan. And he got asked, like, what's going on with this shirt? Every time I see you're in this Columbia shirt, is that ever going away? What's going on? And Luke Combs says, I think it just goes forever, man. It's just too simple. And then when he was asked, he said, I've got like 200. And
so he wears the short sleeve?
Yep, the short sleeve shirt. I'm looking right at it here. So this is a short sleeve. It is literally a black shirt with white buttons down the front. It's the one he wears every single day, apparently.
What's his name? Luke Combs. I'm going to look him up and see if he's wearing it.
Here, look at this. This is him every day of the week. Every single day of the week, he's got that thing on. Yeah, oh my God. Look at every picture of him. We just pulled up images of Luke Combs, and it's all him in that shirt.
Okay.
That's got to deal with Columbia because he wears a lot of Columbia stuff.
Well, if you own 200 of those things, they definitely sent you some. You almost never have to do laundry again. By the time you get around to the 200th shirt again, it's self-cleaned itself, right? It's like, you know, all the smell died.
It feels a little lazy, but okay, fine. You know, what was that?
Wouldn't that be so easy though, Vin? It's like eating food. It's like having the same packaged food with all the, you know, balanced nutrition.
I understand what you're saying, but do you remember when Zuckerberg put it out there that I'm too busy to think about clothing, so I always wear the same hoodie and the same t-shirt and the same. No, you're not. You can think about a shirt.
Yeah.
It's not
nobody's too busy for
Facebook's not gonna dive immediately. In fact, what were you looking at? Where were your eyes? You know, you're wearing the same outfit, but suddenly there's something happening on Facebook that's affecting the elections, and you didn't catch that.
No, I was busy not paying attention to his wardrobe.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I don't know. Maybe this guy's got a thing, too. There's definitely people who have things.
Yes, and sometimes those things are compulsory.
Right.
And become that way. Mm-hmm. Nope, this is what I wear.
Right.
I know. Everyone knows that person. I'm not looking at you in a funny way, although you do have your things, but you're much more flexible than some people.
Well, not about
Dear Baloney.
But I definitely, what do you mean not about Dear Baloney?
You were not going to have, so Maddie brought in his Dear Baloney. Maddie's a West Virginian. He went hunting. I don't think he shot that deer, but it's some friend of yours broke some out of his freezer.
Year old deer baloney. The freezer.
Yep. And he brought it back here, and he was all excited this morning before you got here, Vin. And I'm like, listen, I'm just going to tell you right now, Vinny is not going to eat that, so don't be disappointed. But he was disappointed.
Nah, I didn't eat it, though. So you were right. You know me.
I didn't know. I was like, there's no way he puts a round of sausage. Let's treat yourself a round of sausage.
Sarah did treat herself to a round of sausage.
Yeah,
and
sure did.
If you want to check that out, it is on the Facebook page, on the Instagram page, a little video.
Yeah, it's pinned on the top of the Facebook page.
And it was the lost segment. If you're listening to the podcast, you can just treat yourself.
I treated myself a round of sausage this morning.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. Oh.
There's Vinny responding to that.
Vinny all morning.
Yeah, Vinny was like ready to yak. Okay, I'm done. What's coming up, Vin?
Well, we've got your text. Also, the word of the year from another dictionary and vodka and fast facts and more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check us out live on the free Odyssey app. Odyssey, it's time for the news.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, what?
Here it is.
fudge.
I almost said something else. Yeah, fudge.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Ticket Stop. Alice will be out at Public Market Emeryville giving away tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland this Saturday from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Public Market Emeryville offers a great time for the whole family. Enjoy over a dozen restaurants and bars, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. For more information, head to RadioAlice.com. That's Public Market Emeryville.
See you there on Saturday. Fun.
Well, you won't be there.
No, Alice is going to be out there. If you, you know, you have some tickets and stuff.
People are going to show up. Oh, is Alice going
to be? You going to go to that?
I might stop by.
Yeah, why not?
What do I have to do?
I would imagine Danae's out there, right? Danae rules.
Yeah, Danae will be there, I'm sure.
You're going to love meeting Danae. She's the best.
Just look for some Alice signage. Mm-hmm. Be right there. That's fun.
Yeah, it is. Okay, super nice day, sunny. Highs in the 60s or so. Pretty good stuff.
Sounds good.
Here's some stories for you. By the way, the hostility towards Tesla is shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Like, people are going...
People are mad about stuff right now. Everything's shocking.
He's a terrible person. Does that not count for anything? I'm like, okay. Does 0% financing count for anything?
It does. That totally... You're buying a car. You're not buying him. You're not buying his ideas or ideals.
Anyone else offering 0% financing? Because I'll consider anything that's going to offer me 0% financing.
Maybe.
I'm sure you're going to get a lot of texts suggesting other things.
Oh, good. And then I mentioned Lucid because someone suggested that to me and they said, that's Chinese and you'll be under their surveillance. Okay. I should never have brought it up.
Honestly, ride your bike to work then.
I'll do that.
Just don't
live in the bottom
anything.
Of this building and walk to work.
Yeah. Done.
Never talk about anything again.
Just don't talk about anything.
Yeah, my goodness. I had no idea. I thought going electric was like, you know, everyone would rally around that and be like, good job. Yikes. Apparently. And then they said, let me see if I can find it in a reasonable amount of time. Someone said Jason Bateman got rid of his Tesla because he felt like it was a Trump bumper sticker.
A Trumper sticker. Okay. Well, listen, let everyone do what they want to do. Honestly, it's a car.
I just need
it's
a
not
car
a political statement.
Well, apparently it is. That's what they're saying here.
Well, you know what? Then enjoy the highways full of Trumper stickers because every other car right now is a Tesla.
I know. Traveling with kids?
What about it?
You'll hit peak stress 3.5 hours in. If you're driving more than 3 or 4 hours with your kids, whether it be Thanksgiving, which just passed, or Christmas, which is upcoming, you are in big trouble after about 3 to 4 hours. That's peak stress.
Road trips they're tricky with kids. They got to be of a certain age, and you got to have a backup plan.
My friends did a cross-country road trip with their kids in a car, not even a RV, in their car. And the kids were like the perfect age. They did it, pulled it off. Everyone was happy. And like, they can't believe they pulled it. They look back and now and they're just like, it was a miracle. We couldn't even do it now. One of them's too old, would be totally bummed to be on the road with their younger siblings.
Is this Brian?
Yeah. But it's just one of those things where they just nailed it. They were all at the right age and they made it across the country and back. Everyone was happy.
That is really quite a feat.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd pull it off now.
It's hard. You got to have a plan. When you're going through Arizona, there's nothing.
Yeah.
You're going like, wow. We were fully a couple hours out into the desert and finally my one kid goes, do you think it would be all right if we watched like a DVD or something? And I'm like, you know what? Yes, it's fine. Because honestly, you know, it doesn't change. You see some mesas in the distance. And you're like, okay, well, there's no scenery. You've seen it.
60% said traveling with their kids is the most stressful part of the holidays. The most stressful aspects are keeping them entertained, dealing with tantrums, finding bathrooms, hearing lines like, are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
And, you know, I think one of the big issues, and it ends up becoming that I give, here, take the screen.
Yep.
That's the thing. You just said it. It's like that. We're trying to hold a line. We don't want you to spend the whole trip with your face in a screen.
Right.
But now mom and dad want to bail out of the car and let this thing roll into a ravine. We're ready to be done with this. So let's go to the drive to the airport, sell this car in the lot, get on a plane and go home. You've ruined everything.
That's funny. I'm sure some of them do end like that. But, I'm glad for, I never think of Brian's last name. Brian's
the McCutcheons.
The McCutcheons. I'm glad they pulled it off. They seem like such a nice family.
They're wonderful.
Do they sing together in the car and stuff?
They do sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
They're a singing family.
I love, I do love a singing family.
They're also the a dancing family. Oh, that's lovely. All the stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. My kids outgrew the singing family thing. It used to be easy.
Oh, they don't sing with you anymore?
Not like we used to. We used to be able to put on a cake record and we'd all be singing it at the top of our lungs and just be so fun. And now it's just not like that anymore.
The first wedding chapel located inside a liquor store just opened up in New Orleans.
Of course.
A chapel in a liquor store.
The store is called Chuck's. The venue itself is called Chuck's Chapel.
Oh.
They put a small stage with a couple church pews and a stained glass window right next to the refrigerated section where they sell 40s.
Oh.
When you walk down the aisle, you literally walk down the aisle of the store. The first couple got married last weekend. The officiant was an Elvis impersonator.
Oh.
Like my wedding.
Yeah.
The groom said he and his...
And you said this is in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are he and his new wife decided to go for it because they both love to drink.
Oh.
Oh.
We've got that in common. Right up until one of us can't anymore.
Well, here they are.
Oh, they're adorable. That's actually adorable. First of all, that's a great Elvis impersonator.
You like it?
Secondly, where's the groom's chin? Thirdly, look at all those beers right there.
Are you saying the groom needs to grow a full beard?
He needs a thicker beard than that, because where is it?
I'm with you.
What I'm putting down?
Well, you know.
Nice.
They got married
very
in a
nice
liquor
people.
Store, though.
I
so
do
what
love
do
drinking. I like to have some drinks and knock them back.
They say wedding packages start at $500 and they have a tasting room big enough to host a small reception for 20 people.
Oh.
There you go. Chuck's Chapel.
Chuck's Chapel. Fantastic.
I mean, if you're in the Louisiana area.
And looking to wed.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. You know that. Come on, let's get it.
The company Uniqlo is actually a misspelling. They were originally called Unique Clothing Warehouse when they launched in 1984. 4 years later, they wanted to shorten the name to Uniqlo with a C. But the staff in charge of the paperwork accidentally misread the C for a Q, and the error ended up sticking as the new name, Uniqlo.
Spell it for me. Spell it out.
Uniclo versus Uniqlo.
Oh. Like Uniqlo. Uniqlo. Like Uniqlo.
Trampoline was originally a trademark brand name.
Oh.
And the generic term was Rebound Tumbler.
That's funny.
But trampoline eventually became genericized like aspirin, Kleenex, and Thermos.
Mm. Oh, aspirin is also... I didn't realize that was like a trademarked name. I thought aspirin was just what it was. Aspirin brand.
Well, when you is the only aspirin brand, like, it's Bayer.
No, but you can, they make lots of.
They make lots of
them?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Aspirin. Aspirin.
It's what's for breakfast.
St. Louis has the biggest drop in population of any American city. It peaked at 857,000 in 1950 and now is around 300,000. Which is a 65% drop. You rolled through there and split?
Yeah, I sure did. Had enough of that place.
Oh. You didn't love it?
I love my house. We bought a house there for $93,000, and it was a little brick, like a gingerbread house. So beautiful. In a neighborhood of little brick gingerbread houses. I loved that house. But I was like, all right, yeah, I'll go. Where are we going? We're going to Philly? Okay, I'll do it. Get me out of here, man. Enough of this place.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, the way my mom with 8 kids had us traveling was singing in and car games before there were videos, but the car game still work.
Yeah. You got to be prepared and ready. You got to put some effort in if you're the parents these days. You know, it's the kids, because there is an easy answer and it's your phone in their hands. Or whatever iPad you brought.
I love my Tesla. Elon can eat it. But my car is amazing.
Yeah.
It literally makes my life better.
Don't listen, people. Don't die on that hill.
It's just a very car. Interesting.
It's a car, and no matter what his politics are, and whatever you feel about it, electric cars are good.
Let's see. Sarah, face your fears. It. You can do it.
It's not a fear. I'm simply not doing it. The end. Not facing any fears. I'm not doing it.
Luke Combs shirts are actually fishing shirts. Very lightweight and comfortable. I have one.
Vinny found them online for like $30.
Yeah,
on
I found
sale.
A deal. I looked it up. I wanted to see what he was wearing.
You going
to
get one?
No. Actually,
you guys should both get one. We'd have like a Luke Combs day.
More than enough clothes.
We could all wear Luke Combs shirts to Winterland together.
415 says, Vin, you have got to hear Sarah Bareilles' version of The River. She is awesome. So there's another one.
Oh, my God. We played. God. We're done. We played four versions of that song. Go home and listen to it, people.
Damn.
No.
Versions.
No,
tomorrow
I'm putting my foot
is
down.
River Day. We're playing it every hour. Five different versions per hour.
All right.
Go work for a station called The River, then.
All right. Let's play a game.
Okay.
Here we go. When did that happen?
Do you need music?
I do. I wanted the music.
Oh, that's
no, you want me to do my music? I don't care. I'll put it. I'll do it. Hold on.
There you go.
It's time to play a game. It's called When Did That Happen? Maddie, you're first.
Got to win one here.
Wham! Releases Last Christmas. When did that happen?
1986.
All right. Vincent?
Gosh, that was really right there. You're close. I'm going to go 87.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was 84. Oh, 84 was the correct answer.
I went
the wrong direction. All right, Vinny. When did Adam Sandler first sing the Hanukkah song on Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live? The Hanukkah song made its debut. What year?
I'm going to say 1990, Bob.
1990. What do you think, Matt?
I'll say 1991.
It is 1994.
Yes!
Sorry. He just scumbagged you.
Yeah, he did.
Sure, he did.
Okay, so this one is Maddie. When did Marilyn Manson marry his longtime girlfriend, burlesque singer Dita Von Teese, at Castle Gertin in Ireland?
Oh, I love Dita.
When did Marilyn Manson marry Dita Von Teese? What year is that?
1998.
98, all right. Benny?
I'm going to say that is more like 99.
Well, it's more like 2005.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
That's a point for Vinny. Oh. They were divorced the very next year thanks to the affair with his next fiance, 19-year-old actress Evan Rachel Wood. When was Scott Weiland found dead on his tour bus?
Oh, what?
Vinny.
What year?
Yep.
I'm going to say that is 2010.
What do you think, Maddie?
Oh, 2009. It's earlier than that.
It was 9 years ago in 2015, and that's a point for Vinny.
Oh, no.
That is 2-2.
Oh, no.
What do you got right there?
I don't like it.
What year?
I don't like it, he says.
All right.
You don't like it.
Vinny, I think you have to go first on this
All
one.
All right.
When did Lil Nas X release the original version of Old Town Road? The Billy Ray Cyrus remix was later. When did that original version come out?
I'm going to say that is 2013.
2013. All right.
I'll say 2014.
It is 2018.
Yes!
By a score of 3-2. Maddie's on the show, guys.
Maddie, he's on the show. Woo! There's Maddie, he's on the show. There's Maddie.
Wow.
Ouch.
You really have taken to the scumbagging thing. You didn't take much.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day because we have so many chances for you to win tickets to Sold Out Alice in Winterland right through Jane's show at 6:05 is your last chance, and we're doing it all week. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.